AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. A local restaurant in NDG became a stop for Vancouver-based Canadian-Filipino chef Mark Singson on a cross-Canada tour to raise money for victims of the Lapu Lapu Day tragedy.
So we're trying to do our part and trying our best and just to make sure we're keeping our community supported.
Boo Boy is a restaurant in NDG which serves Filipino comfort food. They've been open almost 2 years. Here's their owner and head chef, Eric Lazaro.
I mean, food in Filipino culture is really one thing that brings, it's the glue, right? It's the, it's just easy to bring everyone together through food, you know. The food culture in the Philippines is just, it's a big part of our identity, you know.
After the Lapu Lapu Day Festival tragedy in Vancouver in late April, where 11 people were killed and nearly 30 injured during the Filipino Cultural Festival, Vancouver chef Mark Singson felt a need to connect communities across the country.
I really felt that weekend. I was supposed to work there, and I had a pop-up dinner, and yeah, it was a lot. So we just want to do our part and try to rise up with the community.
Singson began a tour to cook at different Filipino restaurants in Canada and donate all the proceeds from these pop-ups to the group Filipino BC, which will distribute these funds to victims of the tragedy. There is a Filipino tradition called a bayanihan, where members of a community come together to complete a task. Typically, this involves a group of people lifting and carrying a house. Chef Lazaro says this is a metaphor that he keeps in mind at this time.
That's basically like the community coming together, helping each other, you know, without asking for anything in return. That's what it is in the Philippines. You know, they move houses all together.
Both Lazaro and Singson see connecting over food as a crucial part of healing after the tragedy.
You know, Filipino food doesn't really need elevation. We just need to be championed. You know what I mean? We're in a situation we've always known as good food. It's just now it's time for people to really know.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Innes.
Go to the nude beach. Wave to all your...
Body count, body count. Body count.
Yeah,
body
motherfucker!
Body count, body count. Body count, body count. Body count, body count.
Body count, nigga!
Body count, body count. 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 Body count, body count.
Yeah, goddammit.
come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. Body counts in the house. 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 Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Make some noise. BC, BC, BC. Body count, motherfucker. Body count's in the house.
Body count. If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9 right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Festival Bleu Bleu, presented by SiriusXM, is back for its 7th edition. From June 20th to 23rd, Carlton-sur-Mer will come alive with performances by Ariane Roy, Petit Beliveau, Clopel Gag, High Classified, Uri, Gus Engelhorn, Belly, Maggie Merlin, and many more. Don't miss the epic Beach Electro Night, the Artisan Market, the classic Mussels and Fries Dinner, the Water Skipping Tournament, and plenty other fun activities. Contact your friends and plan your Gaspésie getaway. Tickets and details at festivalbleubleu.com.
And welcome. Welcome to Electric Messiah Radio on CJLO 1690. It's just after 10. Just after 10 after 9 here. We played Body Count with Body Counts in the House to start the show. From the album Body Count from 1992, Legends from Los Angeles. Then we played Killotine with their song Survival of the Wicked. That's from the album Live at the Whiskey Pit, which was actually Live at the Whiskey Pit. That was released last year in October. They're from Toronto, and they're just a great band. If you don't know Killotine, check them out. They played here recently at the Thrash Can, and they'll be back to play more. Coming up in the next 2 months, I think. Anyway, let's just jump right back into it. This is Hazard. We're going to play some Hazard, a band out of Calgary. We're going to play Interdimension from their new song, The Third Dimension, here on Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690.
We'll Well, gentlemen, a great deal of money has been invested in this project, and we can't allow it to fail.
That was Strapping Young Lad with Oh My Fucking God from the album City, released in, when was that released? 1997 on Century Media Records. They're from Vancouver, British Columbia. Devin Townsend is was the singer of Strapping Young Lad, and he'll be performing this Tuesday at MTELUS with Tesseract opening. I'm going to go check that out and see what that's all about. Speaking of shows, there's a lot of shows this past week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Shows every night of the week this last week. Obscuro headlined at Fairmount with Decrepit Birth and Atheist and some others. On Tuesday, there was... what was the show on Tuesday? Dying Fetus, Cradle of Filth, Flesh God, Apocalypse, Knee Oblivious, something scarce, Undeath, Vomit Forth, and Corpse Pile. Seven bands. That doors open for that show at 3:30 on a Tuesday. Please don't book it on a Tuesday. What are you doing? on Wednesday. What was the show on Wednesday? Oh, man. I can't remember the show on Wednesday. On Thursday was Arch Enemy at MTELUS with Martyr and some others. And Friday was Obituary. Who played at that? We're going to play some songs from that show, actually. So I'll get to all the names of those bands. But let's get back into some music here. I saw Jay from Primal Horde last night, the bassist of Primal Horde, handing out flyers for, I think it's called Death. I should have brought the flyer with me. I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me. But it's in July. It's a death metal festival, and it's going to be awesome. Anyway, here's Primal Horde, Killing Fields, CJLO 1690.
Thank you.
All right. And we're back. That was... Well, there were two songs. The first song was Killing Fields by Primal Horde, which is a single from 2024. Second... Let's turn this down slightly. Second was a song by Primal Horde called Death Dealer from... where do I have it? It's from the Blood River EP on Barbaric Brutality. They're a death metal hardcore band from Montreal, and they're awesome. And if you see them playing, you should go out and go see them and buy a shirt and do all those things, because it's a lot of fun. But if you see Alex in the mosh pit, don't go in the mosh pit. My left calf still hurts a month later, or whatever the timeline is. Hardcore kids. Speaking of hardcore kids, last night Terror played at Club Soda, which was great. Great show last night. There was no security in front of the stage, so it made for a better show. Because at metal shows, people know how to police themselves. Unlike non-metal shows or punk shows, where the crowd can be aggressive at indie shows. Yeah, I said it. Anyway, it was a great show last night. All the bands were great. Nails, let's start from the beginning. Pest Control from Leeds in the UK. Awesome. Just killed it. After that was Spirit World. Murdered it. Love Spirit World from Las Vegas. They dress like mariachis and they bring it, and they brought it last night. What else do we have after that? Terror from LA. If you've never seen Terror, even though they're from LA, they play Montreal all the time. They play once a year, two, maybe three times a year. It seems that like they're at every show I go to. So I love Terror. And it was the best time I ever saw that band last night. All right, let's get back into it here. This is Gwar, new single, Lot Lizard, Electric Messiah, CJLO 1690.
Yeah.
Alright, Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO, 1690 AM. So we just played Gwar with their new single, Lot Lizard. They'll be playing June 10th. I think they're playing at MTELUS, and they're opening for Static X. I had it right here, yeah. It's the Machines vs. Monsters Tour 2025 with Gwar, Dope, A Killer's Confession, and Tuesday, June 10th, 2025. Doors 5:30, show 6:30. I think I'm going to go see Gwar. I'll figure it out later. What do we got for you next? It's 9:40. All right, let's play Pest Control. This is a song called PMC from Year of the Pest. They're from Leeds in the UK. They played last night. If you weren't there, you missed it. Here they are. Pest Control, CJLO 1690. We'll be right back.
never been peace without first a great suffering. The greater the suffering, the greater the peace.
Forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Grade A Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
CJLO 1690, this is Electric Messiah Radio, Saturdays from 9 to 10. I'm your host, Abra Cadaver. If you have any questions, comments, recommendations, you can email us at electric.messiah.radio@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at Electric Messiah Radio. And I think we have a very small digital presence. I've been mentioning a lot of concerts that have happened in Montreal that are going to happen in Montreal, but if you want to know all of the concerts that are happening in Montreal, you can follow Sewer Spewer, at Sewer Spewer on Instagram, TikTok, all of them pretty much. I would say all of them. So go for a complete concert listings, go check that out. All right, let's get back into it here. Let's stick tight with Terror, Keepers of the Faith, CJLO 1690.
We'll be right back. Yeah.
CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. That's Spectral Wound with a coin upon the tongue. Before that, we had Terror with Stick Tight from their album Keepers of the Faith. Before that, we had Corpse Pile featuring Torture with the song Fed to the Starved from the album Fed to the Starved. And before that, we had Pest Control. Let's just go through the show. Spirit World, No Vacancy in Heaven, Nails with Unsilent Death, Gwar with their new single, Lot Lizard, Full of Hell with Night's Oath, which is a single from their new album, which comes out next week, next Friday. There's two singles out. Go check it out. Before that, we had Death Dealer and Killing Fields from Primal Horde, an awesome Montreal band that you should check out and stop sleeping on. We had Strapping Young Lad with Oh My Fucking God, and Devin Townsend will be playing this Tuesday at MTELUS with Tesseract. Before that, we had the Calgary thrash metal band Hazard with their song Interdimension from the album Third Dimension. Killotine, Survival of the Wicked, live at the Whiskey Pit. And to open the show, we had Body Count with Body Counts in the House, which is Ice-T's awesome band. All right, so we have about 2 minutes left, so we're just going to let a song play. What will it be? It'll be Undeath with Brandish the Blade from their album More Insane. I'll see you guys right here next week. Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO, 1690 AM. Have a good one.